The study comes from the Little River Band of Ottawa Indians and the University of Wisconsin. They analyzed nearly 200 livestock deaths, usually cattle, and 31 wolf killings in the UP. Ari Kornman is the senior wildlife biologist for the band. He says the idea that killing a wolf will help protect livestock seems like common sense.
You have fewer wolves around, and therefore you're less likely to get a depredation, and hopefully you'll get a longer delay to the next depredation that happens.
But, Kornman says, that was generally not true. What was much more common was, when a wolf was killed near a farm, its pack members shifted their attention to neighboring farms, at times becoming even more predatory.
What we call this is the spillover effect. And what it shows is that the net benefit of killing wolves was zero.
Kornman says non-lethal methods are just as effective. Methods like guard dogs and something called fladry.
Hanging colored ribbons and colored streamers off of fences.
This debate on lethal control is kind of a moot point right now. Wolves are on the federal endangered species list, and the state can't actually kill them. Dean Beyer works for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. He hasn't read the study, but he says once the wolf is off the endangered list, the state will use lethal control.
You know, if we think we can solve it with non-lethal methods, we apply those non-lethal methods. If we apply them and it doesn't solve it, then perhaps we move to lethal control.
That's why Kornman and the other researchers are hoping the DNR will look closely at their study, do some studies of their own, and reconsider their management strategy.
One of the hallmarks of wildlife management is that we don't kill wildlife without a good reason.
And he says there's no good reason to kill wolves in Michigan. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.